So we're on Yudzayin Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Boy Rava. Nazir v'hu v'desh akvaris. Going back to the case of a Nazir who made himself a Nazir v'desh akvaris. Mahu boy shi ala malko solo. So the halacha is by the Beis HaMikdash, the person becomes tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'onis. Something happens accidentally. So in order to get malkus, he has to stay there the time it would take to make a hishtachavoya. But if he's there less than that time, he gets out quicker than that, then he doesn't get more. However, if you're masra him, right, give him hasra, that he shouldn't become tamei, that already is mechayiv malkus immediately. The shaila is now, over here with Beisakvaris, right, does he need shihi or the malkus or no? Hechidomi. Ilay medamri lelo sinzor. They told him, don't become a nazir, because if you do, you're going to be chayiv malkus immediately because you're in the Beisakvaris. Lomeli shia. Why does he need to wait any amount of time? Nazir tohor, my time alo boy shia, to come asribe. Just like a Nazir Tahar who becomes Tamei, they give him Hasra'a, he's Chayiv Malkus immediately. Hachinami Masribe, same thing over here. The Hasra'a is Mechayiv him immediately. Shaila is only if you're Chayiv, what's it called, if you didn't get Hasra'a. They weren't Masrahim. Right? The Zemara says Ela. The case is talking like this. Kigon Shenichnas Beshidva Tevel Migra. He came into the Beis HaKvaris in a box where he's not makabel tuma ubochaveiro upora me olav maziva, and somebody came against his will and took off the top of the box, and now he's been on this, he's now mitami kigamirin shia beveis hamikdash avla avroilo. Maybe the whole din of shihi is only tuma in the beis hamikdash. That's where you need to wait the zman of ishtachavoya in order to be chayiv. Teku, whether you need shehiyah, there's a din of shehiyah by tuma, the onus, what's it called, by a nazir. See Rashi. Boy Rava, hoil the omer of Yochanan, the loki. Islam masnisen kavosay, since what's it called, the nazir, who becomes a nazir in the Beis HaKvaris gets malchus for it, like we said. So the shaila now is, do you need shehi or not? Boy shiela malchus the lalilki ad the lishoi ba kedei shir ishtachavoya kimefores b'sechus shuos b'perik yedias atuma. Will he only get malchus if he stays in the Beis HaKvaris enough time that he could have made a ishtachavoya? Nazir Torah Nichnas Beis HaKvaris, my time alo boy shia. L'chor a Nazir Tahir who goes into the Beis HaKvaris doesn't need shia. My time of why? They call Masru Bey Al Tikonis Beis HaKvaris. So they give him a Hasra, don't go into the Beis HaKvaris. So that's enough to mechayiv him as soon as he goes in. Chachanami Masru Bey Lo Sinzor of the Shia Lomali. Same thing over here. They gave him Hasra before he became a Nazir, don't become a Nazir. So immediately he's chayiv. Mar says, no, it's not talking in that case. It's talking in a case where he was in the Beis HaKvaris and he wasn't Tamei because he was in a Shida Tevel Migdal. And somebody came and took off the covering of the Shida Tevel Migdal and made him Tamei the onus. So he didn't consciously go into the Beis HaKvaris when he was a Nazir. He became a Nazir in the Shida Tevel Migdal, in the Beis HaKvaris, and now they took off the covering. So he never came into the Beis HaKvaris. The Beis HaKvaris came to him. So now the shaila is, do you need shi or not? That's similar to the case where you became tamei in the Beis HaMikdash ba'onis. Now you need shihiya in order to be chayiv malkus.
What could be a good idea why somebody would bring you to a cemetery in a box?
What? So the Gemara on your Zayin Omid Beis could tell you that case. Kigon shenichnas b'shida tevel migdal b'beis hakvaras. Shemafzik bein olavein atuma. You went in the car. I don't know if a car is a din of shida tevel. It could be it does, right? So you went into the Beis HaKvaris in the car, and then somebody broke your windshield. Okay.
Why didn't it say a regular case that a person's in the house and somebody died?
What?
Why wouldn't it say a regular case that he was in?
No, because he's talking. He was in the Beis HaKvaris to begin with.
But why did?
How did he get there?
Same shaila. It will be the same shaila.
No, because then he walked into the house.
But before the person died, then a person died in the house. same oinus.
Could be. Right. Because we're talking in the case of a nozer v'sakvara, so it's asking case of that. Okay. The nozer ba'olda b'shida shu tor. He made his naziris when he was still in the shida table migdal, and he was tor. The achacha bochaderu porasim aziva shu tachtov shahaisa shida me'al rosho. And then somebody came and took off the covering, and now he became tamei ba'onis. Now the shaila is, does he need shehiya? He has to have hasra now to get malchus. But the hasra wasn't, don't go into the Beis HaKvaras, don't go into the Beis HaMikdash, don't become a Nazir. Now he already is Tameh, the Shaila is now, do you need an extra amount of time in order for the Chiyuv of Malkus to be Chav? Hochi Garsina, Kigamir Shia Bifnim, Ava Avrailo, maybe only Taloch of Shehiya is only by the Beis HaMikdash. Kigamiri Shihia Kishanitma Vesa Mikdash, Perikidus Atuma, Nitma Vesa Mikdash, Vishaw Kadesh Tahavoya Chayv. Avlavroi, Kigom Vesa Kvoris, Loboy Shia. But anything outside the Vesa Mikdash, Lagabe Nazir, whatever that, we don't learn such halacha. The Kivan Shapora Mitachtavasamaziv, Avagandlo Shaw Chayv. Old Dilmaloshna, the Hochavahacha, Boy Shia, Ishtahavoya Kadesh Tahavoya, take it. Okay. Boy Ravashi, another Shia. Nazir v'huva Beis HaKvaras. Person made a naziris while he was in the Beis HaKvaras. Ton giluach olo. Does he have to have giluach tuma or no? In other words, now he goes, becomes tahar, and resumes his naziris. He starts counting his naziris. So at the time that he becomes tahar, we know he doesn't have to bring a korban tuma. Right, because only a person who was tar and became tummy, a nazir was tar and became tummy, brings a korban tumah. But does he have to shave his head from the tumah? Okay, those are not regular nazir who becomes tummy, counts 7 days, gets a for paraduma, and on the seventh day he takes a haircut, and on the eighth day he brings his korbanos. So does this person need to take a haircut or not? We know that on the eighth day he doesn't bring any korbanos. Does he have to take a haircut? Maybe the only time you need taglachas for tumah is a person who a nazir was tahar and became tummy. So he's matami as naziris. Aval tummy shenazir lo, a person who originally became a nazir when he was tummy, maybe he doesn't need the taglachas tumah. Right? Al dilma lo shnor, maybe it does make a difference. Toshma. Misha nazir v'huva Beis HaKvaras. The brisa we had. First, he made a naziris when he was in the Beis HaKvaras. Afilo hayosham shloshim yom. If he stayed in the Beis HaKvaras 30 days, eino ola min aminyan. Doesn't count towards his naziris. The eino maybe korban tuma. And when he becomes tar on the eighth day, he doesn't bring a korban tuma. So Mar says korban tuma with lamaisi. Mashma, only a korban tuma he doesn't bring. Of a giluche boy. But he has to take, on the seventh day, he has to cut his hair. Mar says, no, matam kormer. Matam eno maybe korban tuma, mishum de lo boy giluche. They go together. Right? If you would have to take a giluach, then you'd have to bring a korban. The fact that you don't bring a korban is a simon, you don't make a giluach either. Rashi. Boy Ravashi, nozer ruge sakvoros ton giluach biom ashvi shalo olo. Korban tuma hud lo maisi, mishum de lo maisi korban, elamanda mitami le nizuse. Of a giluach boy. Maybe you only bring a carbon. You only bring a carbon if you're metame, you're naziris. Not if you started the naziris betuma, but maybe giluach you have to. Matam kamer, eno maybe carbon lefish eno megaleach. The whole inyan of a carbon tuma doesn't apply, which includes the process is you shave your head on the seventh day and you bring a carbon on the eighth day. That whole inyan doesn't apply. Okay, let's go on. Toshma, ein bein tamei shenazer, a nazer tahar shenitma. There's no difference between a person who was tamei when he made the naziris, or a nazer that became tamei afterwards. Ela tamei shenazer shvi shelo olo min aminyan. A tamei shenazer, since he doesn't bring a carbon, so he can start his naziris on the seventh day. His naziris tahar as soon as he becomes tahar. The nazer tahar shenitma ein shvi shelo olo min aminyan. But a Nazir Tahar who became Tameh, so he has to bring Karbanos on the eighth day. So he can't start counting his Naziris, his, Naziris Tahara, till the eighth day. My love, holy tiglacha zev zeshov. Mashma, the only difference between them is if the seventh day counts or not. But all the other things, aloch is the same, meaning that he has to, what's it called, be megaleach. Lo. Halamalkos zev zeshov. What you can infer from this is, lagave malkos, they both are equal. They both get malkos for being metame or drinking wine or whatever. Avotiklachas mai zemegalev zemegalev. What are you going to tell me? But when it comes to tiklachas, this one has to take a haircut. The one who was tar and became tame, and the one who was tame to begin with doesn't take a haircut. Listen, I let it say it. Ain't not ain't bain except this. This also is a difference between them. Tana shvi shelo v'chol mile. In a chanami, it said this one can start counting his nazirus on the seventh, and this one can. Right, because this one's going to need a giluach on the seventh, and this one needs a whole, again, the whole process is the giluach and the karbonos of tumah all go together. So the fact that he can start counting his nazirus on the seventh day means he's not in that parsha. So he doesn't have to bring karbonos, and he doesn't have to be megaleach, and that's all included in the difference of whether the seventh day counts or not. Here's Rashi. My love, hold the tiglacha zevizeshovin. The zevizem megalchem b'shvi shalohem. Lo lemalkus zevizeshovin. Rabbi Yochanan leel that you get malkus if you're matame, even if you became a nozer betuma. Lishnaya tana shvi shalovachol mile. So let's say that this is a difference too. Mar says no, that's included in this the difference between this seventh day. The hachi mashma shvi shalo olulom min aminyan l'fishenu medi korban. The reason that he's the seventh day counts for the Nazir Tomei, who was originally Tomei, is because he doesn't bring a korban on the eighth day. So as soon as he becomes tar, he can start counting his Naziris. Uma Tameinu Mevi Korban, Lefisheinu Tong Giluach Tuma B'Zayin. And why doesn't he bring a korban? Because he doesn't need the whole process of taking a haircut on the seventh day. And the other one who was tar and became Tomei can't start on the seventh day because he has to shave his head on the seventh day and bring a korban on the eighth day. So that all of that is included in the idea of why the seventh day doesn't count for this one and does count for this one. Where he was tar and became tamei, Torah says he can't start counting his new naziris till after he brings his korbanos. Another proof. Toshma, ainli ela yemei tumaso shein olulo min aminyan. Yemei chaluto minayin. Okay, we know that a person who's tamei tuma by nazir means tumas meis, and only certain tumas meis. Okay, that obstruct his naziris. So I know that when a person's tamei tumas meis, the days that he's tamei doesn't count towards his naziris. Not only doesn't it count, it obliterates all the days before too, and he has to start his Naziris again. Okay. But how about if a guy became a Nazir, a Metzora, in the middle of his Naziris? So he's Tomei Tumas Metzora. That does not obliterate the days before. It just puts his Naziris on hold. Until it becomes Tar from being a Nazir, a Metzora, then he starts counting again to finish off his Naziris. But it doesn't retroactively take away the Naziris that he did. But how do you know that the days that he's a Metzora doesn't count towards his Naziris? Maybe he should count towards his Naziris too. Yidinu, ma yimei tumasu megaleach umedi korban, just like when he's Tomei, he's megaleach, and he brings a korban, af yimei chaluto megaleach umedi korban, not for the same reason. When you're a Metzora, so at the finishing of your term, of when you become, what's it called, cured from the Tzoras, so you have to shave your head, your whole body really, and you bring a korban. So it's similar to the tuma of a nazir, just like when a nazir is tamei, right? He has to shave his head and bring a korban. When a metzora is tamei, right? When a metzora is a metzora, when he finishes his tzoras, he shaves his head and brings a korban, right? So you see they're similar. Umay you made tumaso englo. I mean, just like you made tumaso by a nazir, where you need what's it called, a giluach and a korban. It doesn't count for the naziris. If you make chalut, so too, when he's chalut, to be a metzora, doesn't count either for his naziris. Because they're similar. This one doesn't count, this one doesn't count. This one needs a haircut and a korban, this one needs a haircut and a korban for his tzoras. Mar says, no, Lo, Imam Rashbi made Tumah so she came of Atul Ben Sakotman. No, you made Tumah so of a Nazir, Tumas Mace obliterates retroactively anything that he already kept as Naziris. And he has to start the Naziris again when he becomes Tar. Therefore, those days themselves don't count. If they obliterate everything before it, surely those days can't count towards Naziris. But when a Nazir becomes a Metzora, it doesn't obliterate what he already did. It just holds it on hold, and then you resume it when you become Tar from being a Metzora. Maybe therefore they do count towards the Naziris. Even the days he's a Metzora count. Since they don't obliterate the back, maybe they don't obstruct his whole Naziris altogether. And he can count those days towards the Naziris too. Mercy says, no, Omra Suman Nazir Bekever. Right? No, bring your right the other way. A Nazir who became a Nazir when he was Tomei. Shesairo Royle Tiglachas, right? And he could take a haircut, right? Ain't old and low min aminyan. Still, they don't count what's it called towards the Naziris. Yemei Chaluto, Shein Royle Tiglachas, Lo Kol Shekein. But Yemei Chaluto, right, that's not fit for taking a haircut, because he doesn't take a haircut legabe Nazirus of Nazirus Tuma, right, because he's not Tommy Mace. So therefore, surely, Kol Koshkein She'en Olam Min Aminyan, surely that's not Olam Min Aminyan, versus My Lap Tiglachas Tuma. Aren't we talking about here of Tiglachas Tuma? And we're saying like this, Tiglachas Tuma of a Mace, right, he should get a haircut after that. He's Roy to be taking a haircut. Mashma, that a Nazir who was Tomei when he made the Naziris takes a haircut, the Tiglachas Tuma. There is such a thing. Mashenkin and Metzora isn't Roy. If he became Metzora in the middle of his Naziris, there's no such thing as Tiglachas Tuma. Right? There's Tiglachas Lagabi de Metzora. Mer says, lo, Tiglachas Tahara. It's talking about he's Roy for a Tiglachas Tahara when he finishes his Tuma, he doesn't take a haircut. But in the end of the Naziris, he'll take a haircut. Right? Achinami Mistabra. Where it says, Mistabra is talking about Tiglachas Tahara, and not Tiglachas Tuma. Why? The E. Solkadaita Tiglachas Tuma, Yemechiluto Milo Boy Tiglachas. If you talk about Tiglachas Tuma, then the Mitzora also needs a Tiglachas when he becomes not a Mitzora. Not a Tiglachas of a Nazirus, but Tiglachas of Mitzora. So that's similar to Tiglachas Tuma, which is not the Tiglachas of a normal Nazir. Mar says, lo, Tiglachas Naziris Ktani. No, you can't say that. We're talking about Tiglachas of something to do with Naziris. Tiglachas Tuma, what's it called, at least is part of the Naziris process. But the Tiglachas of a Metzora has nothing to do with Naziris. If the guy wouldn't be a Nazir, he'd also have taken Tiglachas to be a Metzora. So it's not nothing to do with Tiglachas Metzora. So when the Braisa said, he this one's Roy le Tiglachas, this one not, it could have meant Tiglachas Tuma. Right? And this one's not Roy for Tiglachas of a Naziris at all, even a Tiglachas Tuma. So we have no Raya from here. Could be learned this way, could be learned that way. Right? It's talking about Tiglachas Tahara, and then there's no Raya that a Nazir who was Nazir when he was Tomei, to begin with, takes a Tiglachas Tuma. Or it could be talking about what's it called, Tiglachas Tuma, and in Hanami he does take it, and the fact that it's not like a Metzora, even though he needs a Tiglachas, but he doesn't need any Tiglachas to do with Naziris. His Tiglachas is solely because of Metzora. Rashi. Yimechiluto, 1 second. Yeah, Yimechiluto Menayim. Shim Nitzora, 1 second. Toshma, ainly shalo you olin lo min aminyan, eli yamei tumaso. See the hizor l'ashem es yamei nizro, the kidash es rosho, biyomahu, the mashmi, also yom ve'elo shevi kobernosu v'ischap av yasem los yamei nizro. Yamei chiluto minayin, shim nitztora b'yamei nizirusso. If he became a Metzora while he was a Nazir, who muchlet, shalo you olin lo min yamizroso, muchlet, and he's vadi a Nazir. It's not a muzker, where they're deciding if he becomes a Metzora or not. How do you know those days don't count towards his Naziris? Just like by Yemei Tumaso, he's Megaleach and brings a carbon. Af yemei chaluto d'chshiva kever the kiveis hametayres begodav the gilach is kol soro ukshiva yom hashmini yikach shnei kvasim ein olin lo. Then similar to a metzora who, when he becomes tahor, has to shave his head and bring a korban. So both of them are similar. So just like yemei tuma where there's giluach and a korban is not ola. So same thing, you may cheluto where there's a giluach and a korban and not olah. The Gemara says, no, it's a difference. She came mevatel and sakodmin. You may tumah, not only aren't they olah, but they're mevatel the original days that you had as a nazir and a nazir before you became tamei. Kidachsiv ayom yom rishonim yiplu. Says beferish. Tomer v'may cheluto shein mevatel b'en sakodmin. Kigom b'naziris meruba. Kidlekamon b'perakoyin gadol v'nazir. Yemechiluto, if he had what's it called already 30 days, and he has more than 30 days left, he had 100 day naziris, right? And he had a portion of it, and he has more than 30 days left now, so he has enough for gidul sar. So it's not what's it called after he'll take his haircut from being a mitzora. So he just continues the amount of days that he needs to finish up to the 100. Right, the nazir tnan, the koyin gadol, the nazir tnan. So since they don't retroactively take away the days that he kept, maybe they can count also. Now you can't compare it to the Yimei Tuma. Amra Suman Nazir Bekever. Nazir Vahu Vesakvaris. No, show you not like that. A Nazir who became a Nazir in the Vesakvaris, Shisaro Roy, right, his hair is fit for Tiglachas Mashma Tiglachas Tuma. My love to glachas the tuma, the kivin shehiza v'shana v'tavu megalchen also. That even though he became a nazir in the Beis HaKvaros, so he is a nazir, okay, except he really can't start counting his naziris yet. So he has to become tahar, and then l'choris mashma that he has to take a haircut, and then he starts counting his naziris. So you see that a nazir who was tamei to begin with takes a haircut after he becomes tahar. Ushmami no the ton giluach. V'hachi mashma ma nazir bekever shesara relay tiglachas mashiva ain't olin lo min aminyan. Still the days don't count as in zeros. Yemei chaluto she'ain sara relay tiglachas tuma nele tiglachas soras lo kol shein din olin lo. Surely a person who became a mitzora, he's not fit for a tiglachas tuma because it's not tumas meis. So surely his days she can't count towards soras, can't count towards in zeros. Versus lo tiglachas the tara. It's not talking about the nazir who became tamei. The person who was in the Beis HaKvaros who became a nazir. So he started off his naziris betuma. He's fit in the end of the whole period to take a tiglachas tahara. Okay, shehu ton giluch v'sof shloshim. Dochi mashma shesara roi tiglachas tahara. Shein megaleach tiglachas tuma el tiglachas v'sof mayrid. He doesn't take a tiglachas tuma. That's out of the shaila, but he's royal tiglachas tahara when he'll finish the whole process. Avod bechaluto in megaleach tiglachas tahara el tiglachas soras asof zayin. Masha'in kena and mitzora when he finishes his period, he doesn't take a tiglachas tahara. He takes a tiglachas legabe mitzora, not legabe naziris. It says the isol kadaita tiglachas tuma yemei chiluto milo boy tiglachas. If you can say tiglachas tuma, not tiglachas tahara, then it is still similar because the mitzora also has to take tiglachas. So it's not for naziris, but it's for what's it called for the tzaras. And here also he's taking tiglachas because of the tuma. So they're similar. The haksi the kibei samataris begada vahu dina dekomaisi uman nazir bekever heichi kasi. Both are going to take, this is going to take a tiglachas tuma, and this will take a tiglachas mitzora. So they're both royal tiglachas, and they're not the tiglachas of the finishing of a nazir. Versus no, lo elame malach tiglachas the tuma. Given shehuza vishina v'tovu miskaleh b'shviyah shalom. V'hai b'kaporech yemei chiluto she'ein sara royal tiglachas, how it is, it's royal tiglachas mitzora. B'tiglachas in the zirus komar. He's not roy for any tiglachas that has to do with naziris. His tiglachas because he's a mitzora. But this guy, he's taking a tiglachas tuma, has to do with naziris. That's part of the process of naziris. If you became tamei, you need a tiglachas when you become tahar, and another tiglachas when you finish your naziris. The Ilu Nazirus Bekever Kshu Megaleach Me'afsho Misgaleach HaNazirus. He's Misgaleach for the process of Nazirus. Aval Nazir Mitzora Kshu Misgaleach Tchila Misgaleach Al Shinisrapi Mitzorato. It has nothing to do with Nazirus. Even if he wouldn't be a Nazir, he'd have to take that same haircut. V'achik Tani Yimei Chaluto She'ein Roy L'Tiglachas Tuma De Nazir Ela Tiglachas De Tzoras Lo Koshkeit She'ein Olin Lo Min Aminyin De Nazirus Tahara. And now you can learn this, and it means that he did not take giluach the tuma. Aye, similar to that, the Mitzorah also needs giluach. No, but that's not the giluach with the Zeris. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? We don't have a raya one way or the other now, whether a Mitzorah who was tame to begin with needs tiglachas tuma or doesn't need tiglachas tuma. We're still going to, tomorrow, bring more rayas one way or the other.